So we're studying a very nice sugya tonight, Amirtz Hashem. Let me just give a little background. The case that we dealt with until now is the case of Ones. In the case of Ones, the criminal is obligated to marry this woman, and he's enjoined from divorcing her. So we have both an essay and a los essay. That means if he violates the los essay of divorcing her, then he has a mitzvah to remarry her. And that's called a lav hanitak li essay. Now, whenever you violate a lav, and as a result you have to fulfill the essay is considered a rectification of the lav. Right? We've discussed this in the past. And in such a case, because the essay undoes the lav, therefore you don't get malchus, you don't get punished for the lav. And that indeed is going to be the case in Ones, that there's no malchus for Ones, even when he divorces her and he violates the lav, because he has an essay to remarry her. And by remarrying her, he rectifies the law. And the Gemara explains this by reading the pasuk carefully. The pasuk says, "Lo yuchal l'shalcha kol yomav." He cannot divorce her all the days of his life. And if you take a look, Rav on the second line of the wide line says, "Kol yomav." Ba'amod v'achzer. All the days of his life, he has to remarry her. Okay, so that's the drush of Rava based on the extra two words, kol yom. Are there any questions until now? Because that's just the background, and now we want to jump into the sugi itself. Don't all answer at once. I can't hear so many voices at the same time. So, no, Alan, but no, it's important for me, since you missed the last month or so, that you asked me to go over it if it's not clear.
No, I understood the rectification of the lov taseh by the aseh.
Correct. That's an important principle.
It's a constant obligation. Every day you didn't marry her, you've got to do it the next day. I
mean, correct, correct. And it's an ongoing obligation. In effect, we can never give him malchus because he always has the right to say, kol yomav, I have the entire balance of my life to fulfill this mitzvah and remarry the woman that I was enjoined from divorcing, and I violated that law. But I can always push. Like, let's say, for example, they bring this guy in front of the Bezdin, and two Edom testify against him that he divorced this wife and he violated the law. And I mean, just to visualize it, you know, we're about to give him malchus, and he says, wait a minute, I'll remarry her. And he keeps pushing off the Bezdin, you know, and saying, I'll do the essay, I'll fulfill the essay. Since that essay is viewed as a nituk, which means to rectify the lav, therefore we can never give him malchus. And that's called kol yomav. Kol yomav means he has the entire balance of his life, so to speak, to fulfill the essay.
Even if he declared, I'm never going to do it.
Right, we're not going to take his declaration seriously because halakhically he has that potential to do it. I was just, in a sense, dramatizing it sort of for a child, you know, a first grader. But it, conceptually what it means is that since he has the essay in the balance, it's always hanging over his head, you can never give him malchus for the lav because he already always has in his back pocket the potential to do the essay. And we can apply that logic throughout, in every case of a lav hanita klesi. For example, the Torah says you can't steal, and you violate the lav of gzela. Then the Torah says, well, if you steal, you're mitzuvah, you have a mitzvah of a heshev sa gzela shal gazel, to return the gzela. So we're going to give him malchus because he refuses to return the gzela. But he could always say, you know what? You know, biyom min hayamim, in one of the days down the line, I will return the gzela. So the essay is always sort of hovering over as a potential, and he can rectify the lav, we can never really give him malchus. So that's the logic of Rava when he darshens the pasuk kol yomav. Okay, so you really want to underline those words. Omar Rava kol yomav biyamod v'achzer. Because that's going to be the beginning of our sugya. Now we're going to need another introduction, but the second introduction I'm going to weave into the reading of the Gemara. The Gemara says the following: Ha Nicha, this logic of Rava that we can't give him Malkus because he could always, so to speak, claim that he will fulfill the essay and remarry her. Ha Nicha, that works out. Leman di Omar bitlo velo bitlo. According to the Man di Omar, who maintains the following concept, bitlo velo bitlo, which we have to understand. Ella, but however, Leman di Omar, according to the other opinion in this controversy, di Omar, he says, Leman di Omar, chemo velo chemo, my ikal amemer, how do we work it out? So the Gemara has now a machlokes as to whether or not bitlo velo bitlo, or chemo velo chemo. So let's explain these two opinions. And by the way, as we'll soon see, the first opinion, bitlo velo bitlo, is attributed to Rabbi Yochanan. The second opinion, chemo velo chemo, is going to be attributed to Reish Lakish. Right now the Gemara hasn't mentioned the names, it's just anonymous. And the Gemara is focused on the concepts, but on Amud Beis, Tesvav Beis, the Gemara is going to tell us who holds what, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. A classic machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So what are they arguing about? What's bitlo velo bitlo? What's chemo velo chemo? So first, let's do it step by step. Let's just translate the Gemara literally, word for word. Bitlo means when he voids it, V-O-I-D. Voids meaning when he makes it impossible. Now, you have an essay, and that essay is coming to rectify the lav. What happens if you void the essay? Meaning, if you do something actively to make it impossible to fulfill the essay. If I steal something, Rachmana Litzlan, and then I destroy the objects in such a way I can never return it. Or, for example, if I take the mother bird, I take the fledglings when the mother bird is hovering over the nest, and now I have a mitzvah of shalach to shalach as her aim, what happens if I shech the mother, and I can no longer fulfill the mitzvah of shalach to shalach as her aim? That's called bitlo. Bitlo means to take the essay and destroy it, to make it impossible to fulfill. What's velo bitlo? Velo bitlo means what we said before, that he's constantly pushing off and delaying the possibility of fulfilling the essay. He wasn't a vatalit. He never destroyed the essay. The essay is still hanging in abeyance. It's suspended in midair. He always has it in his back pocket as a potential. Now let's explain. Bitlo means he gets malchus. Lo bitlo means he doesn't get malchus. In other words, a person violates a lav and now he has an essay to fix up that lav. Will he get malchus for the lav? It depends. Bitlo, yes. Lo bitlo, no. If he was mevatel the essay, in other words, in addition to violating the lav, he took the essay with two hands and completely undermined it, then he gets malchus for the lav because he no longer has the possibility of what? Of rectifying the lav. But if on the other hand, low bitlo, he's playing hide and seek in the meantime, he's not willing to either be mevatel the essay or fulfill the essay. So the essay is suspended in midair, and he always has the opportunity to fulfill that essay and rectify the lav. We can't give him malchus. That's called bitlo velo bitlo. That's going to be the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, do we have it? And the Gemara thinks, ha nicha, Leman diomer bitlo v'lo bitlo, that what Rava said before, that when the Torah says kol yomav, the Torah is extending for the entire balance of his life the possibility of his remarrying this woman, and therefore the Torah says there's no malchus for divorcing her because he always has this possibility in his back pocket to fulfill the essay and remarry her, that fits beautifully into the shita called bitlo v'lo bitlo. Now, I want to just take a step back and raise a question which Rashi is going to raise. Well, what does bitlo mean in the case of an ones who divorces his wife? I mean, you could say that he murders his wife, his ex, I mean, I guess there have been cases of some, but that's not what we're talking about. Right. So, if he's a Kohen, then there's nothing to talk about. Because a Kohen can never remarry his divorced wife. Right? Divorce for a Kohen is is finale, you know, it's irreversible. And therefore, he never has the possibility of fulfilling the essay. But let's take the case of Yisrael. What would be Bitlo? How could you, in the case of Shiluach HaKan, he destroys the mother. In the case of Heshev HaGzela, he destroys the Gzela. But let's say, for example, in Nosar, where the Torah says, burn the Nosar if you made a Nosar, so he destroys the Nosar without burning it, etc., etc. You could always find Bitlo. But how do you find Bitlo in the case of an essay to remarry the wife that you divorced? So Rashi comes up with a case which we're going to have to study, but it's premature. We're not ready for this. Because to study Rashi carefully, we need to learn Hilchos Nedarim, the laws of vows. And he takes a vow that, okay, this is called Madir Hanam Michavero, very complicated Halacha Nedarim, which means that I can prohibit you from ever getting any benefit from me. That's called Madir Hanam. So if a man says to this woman, I'm Madir you banam imeni, that means you are enjoined from getting any benefits from me with an Isur Neder. Again, how that works, we don't know, but that's why I say we have to learn a sugya later. Then in certain cases, if he takes that Neder in a very specific way, he blocks the possibility of Hafara. Every neder, with the exception of one category, well-defined, the carved-out category of neder, lends itself to hafara. Hafara means that you can come in front of a tribunal and you can ask them to revoke the neder. But there is such a thing as an irrevocable neder that's called a neder she'ein lo hafara. And Rashi says that if a man takes a neder she'ein lo hafara with regard to his wife, that she will not have any benefit from him, any pleasure from him, then he can never retake his wife. He can never remarry her. And that would be bittul ha'essay. He took the essay of marrying this woman and he destroyed that essay.
That's an action taken by him. But what if he divorces her, even though it was allowed, but he did it, she goes off next week and marries someone else?
Oh, so in that case, he will not get malchus. Bitlo means that I violated the law and I actively destroyed the essay. If the essay died on its own, or if somebody else killed the essay, I'm not responsible for that. Okay, and we're going to discuss this at great length in your session. Now we have the second mandium. That's Reish Lakish, chemo velo chemo. What does that mean? That means that you don't have to be mevatel the essay, as Rav Yochanan would insist, in order to get malchus for the lav. You get malchus for the lav for violating the lav. And for violating the lav, you deserve malchus. However, the Torah gives you a possibility of wiggling your way out of it. And we're going to offer you two options. We're going to schlep you into Beis Din, and we're going to bring in two witnesses who testify that you violate the lav. And we're going to give you a choice. Buddy, it's either A or B. Either you fulfill the essay and rectify the lav, or we're going to give you malchus. There's no third option here. And they're going to lock the Beis Din and they're going to give him they give him 2 minutes to make his decision. And if he refuses, he insists that he will not fulfill the essay, bang, we give him malchus. So the Gemara says, Elo lamandi omar kimo velo kimo mai ikola meimar. The Gemara says the following. I don't know how to reconcile Rav's statement of kol yom of bi'amod v'hachzer with this mandi omar, with this opinion who holds kimo velo kimo. Because the very logic that underlies kol yom of is that he has the balance of his life to fulfill the essay. And he can constantly push this off because he always has, as we said before, in his back pocket, the possibility of fulfilling the essay. Well, that doesn't make sense if you hold chemo below chemo. If you hold bitlo below bitlo, which means until you destroy the essay, you are not chayiv malchus, because the chayiv malchus comes as a result of a combination of A plus B. A, the violation of the lav, and B, the violation of the essay, the destruction of the essay, when you make it impossible to fulfill the essay. So then Kol Yomov, for the balance of his life, he can say, you know what? I didn't destroy the essay. The essay is always a possibility lurking in the shadows. I may take advantage of that essay at some point in the future. It's kol yom. He can constantly push it off. But if I hold chemo velo chemo, which means, buddy, my friend, you're really chayav malchus for what? For the averes halav. We don't need any bittul essay. You do have an escape valve. What's it called in English? when you have a an escape route. Okay, I don't know. There's another phrase for it. But anyway, we're going to give you an escape route. What's your escape route? To be Mekayim the essay. Okay. If you want to take advantage of that escape route, we'll count to 10, you know. If you don't want to take advantage, if you insist on rebelling against the Beis Din and you will not fulfill the essay, you don't take advantage of that opportunity, you'll get Malkus for war.
Sounds like an issue of...
Wait a minute, just one more sentence, Alan, and then the floor is yours. It says the Gemara, that's irreconcilable with Rava, who says, Kol Yomav, Bamod Vach Zekar, we're going to give him for the balance of his life. We don't give him for the balance of his life. We're going to count to 10.
No, well, that's the question. Is it an issue of the power of the court? Debating. Can they, as long as they see he has the potential to carry, to rectify this...
Rav.
Don't leave him alone. And King will look, King says, no, the Beit Din can force him to come in and make his choice.
Well, wait a second now. Keep in mind that Beit Din is obligated, amongst the various mitzvahs of Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof, to implement punishments for those who deserve punishments. Beit Din can't say, we're a little laid back about it, let's be lenient. You know, maybe in secular courts, I don't know, maybe there is such a thing, I don't know. You know, judge's discretion. But in halacha, there is no discretion. The halacha requires that Beit Din mete out the punishment. A man violates a lav, he's chayv malchus. But wait a minute, it's a lav anitak liyese. Lav anitak liyese, that doesn't relieve Beis Din of their obligation to give this guy malchus. Yes, it's a lav anitak liyese. The lav anitak liyese is a directive to the courts to give a person an option instead of getting malchus to fulfill the essay. But those are his two options. In other words, status quo, he's chayv malchus. And Beis Din are chayv to mete out the malchus. They have to give him the 39 lashes, and that's what they're obligated in doing. The Torah says to Beis Din, however, you know what? Give him an opportunity. He's got, as we call, the safety valve. And what is that? He can fulfill the essay. But if he insists that I'm not interested in fulfilling the essay, then Beis Din goes back to square one, and they're chayv to mete out the punishment of malchus. That cannot be reconciled with Rava's statement of kol yomav ba'amod v'achzer. Because kol yomav v'amod v'achzer implies that, you know what? He can constantly push it off. He always has the opportunity of fulfilling the essay. That makes sense if I hold bitlo v'lo bitlo. Bitlo v'lo bitlo means that until he's mevatel the essay, again, what's the word mevatel mean in this context? To destroy the essay, up until that point, he's not chayv malchus. The chayv malchus is a combination of A plus B. Let's look at Rashi inside. You know, I've been talking a lot, but let's let Rashi do some of the talking, and then we'll take questions. Okay, just want to read through the Rashi. So if you're looking at the Rashi, it's four lines down in the wide lines. Do you have that? Again, I don't know in the Steinsaltz, I can't tell you, but can you find it? Okay, good. Ha nicha lemandi tani. Rashi has a slightly different girsa. We have lemandi omar, Rashi has lemandi tani. Tani is going to be a brisa that we're going to learn on the second page, on the next side of the page. Ha nicha lemandi tani bitlo velo bitlo, elemandi tani kimo velo kimo ma'ika lememar. Ha di amr, that which you, Rava, have said. Quote, Kol Yomav Ba'amod V'achzer Koy, that for the rest of his life he can say, I'm going to marry this woman when time, when I have, when the right moment comes along, is Asiyoso Lav Shenitak Liesei. This is what makes it into a Lav Hanitak Liesei. That's Rava, again. Asiyoso means that Svar of Kol Yomav is what makes it into, transforms it into a lav anitak liyesei. V'hirchavta lo zman, and you extended the period of time, l'kiyum ha'esei kol yomav, for the rest of his life. U'lidvarecha, and according to your logic, Rava, ha'ditanya, what we learned in the Braisa, machzir v'yanuloke, that if he's a Yisrael, he's not a Kohen, he remarries her, and he alleviates himself of Malkos, Li olam ka'omar, for the balance of his life. Kol zman shi yochal omar ani machzir, as long as he can make that declaration. And again, Alan, as you said before, it doesn't matter whether he actually, maybe the lawyers will say it on his behalf, but I'm just saying, it doesn't matter whether he says it or not. But he says, ani machzir, Ein bezdin malkanos. Says Rashi, ha-nicha, that makes sense, lamanda toni lekaman. Later on, we're going to find the brisa. Belavani tiklesei bitel esasei chayav alalah. When is he? When does he incur a chiv malchus? That's only when he's mevatel the essay. But lo bitil essay, if he doesn't destroy the essay, potur. Shahalav toli bitil essay. And Rabosa, I would ask you to underline, if you have your own gemaras, you can't do it if it's the yeshiva's gemaras, but underline the next few words. The eno nigmar ad shiyavatel esa essay biyodayim. What does Rashi mean when he says v'eino nigmar? It will not be complete. What will not be complete? What's the it? The lav itself. The averas halav is not complete until he's mevatel the essay biyadayim actively. In other words, Rashi says that bitlo redefines the concept of lav hanitak l'essay. Lav hanitak l'essay means that the violation of the lav entails or requires two different parts to it. There are two different actions that comprise a complete violation of the law. Without A plus B, you haven't completed the Avera Salah. The Avera Salah is number one, the Avera per se. Number two, the Bittel Essay. It's the Bittel Essay that clinches the Avera. That concludes and completes the Avera. Actually, yeah.
The active part, what does that mean?
So again, in the case where somebody stole something, it means he destroys the object and he can't return it. In the case of Nosar, he took the Nosar and he destroyed it, and now he can't burn it. In the case of Lo Yuchal Shalcha Kol Yomov, he took a neder, and because of this neder, he could never remarry her. He actively made it impossible to fulfill the essay. Shelo Yuchal Liskayim Od, he can never be Makai the essay at all. Is equal and maybe now it makes sense, says Rashi, this bitlo, to say that kol yom of yeshlo takana b'chazora, for the rest of his life, he has the possibility of fixing up the avera when he divorces her by remarrying her. She'eno, she'ein mevatol se'ese. As long as he hasn't been mevatol the essay. Elim Kane, and what would be the final, you know, the point beyond no return, when you actually are mevatel the essay? What does it mean to be mevatel the essay of remarrying a woman? What does it mean to make it impossible to remarry her? Rashi says in Kain Madira, he imposes a neder on her, shelo tehena mimenu, that she will not have any pleasure from him, but it's got to be a neder she'ein lo hafara. And exactly how to carve that out is Kiddul HaKaman, we'll see later on. So,
he marries her sister also, no? Wouldn't that also actively make it not?
No, I'll tell you why. Because if he marries her mother, okay. No, because if he marries her sister, then if her sister dies, then he can marry her again, remarry her. But let's say he marries her mother, you're saying.
Yeah.
That's a good question. Okay, Aaron, you hold on to that question. When we get to the sugya, we'll... Elo l'man d'tani, ki emesese potu lo kimo chayov. What does that mean? Sheha esse tikuno shalav. Meaning, the lav itself is complete when you violate the lav. But the Torah gave you the option, the opportunity, of being metakin the lav by fulfilling the esse. The ain't a lav toli bibitil esse. You don't have to destroy the essay in order to violate the lav in a complete way. He's chayv malchus for the lav per se. The aver salav is complete. But what? The Torah gave him a possibility of substituting a tikkun for the malchus. What tikkun would be substituting for the malchus? That would be the asiyas ha-mitzvah, the kiyum ha-essay. To be shosh... Oh, please underline the next three words. This is in contrast to the first mandiyomer of bitlov lo bitlov. Shemishosha over alav nigmar. From the very second that he violated the lav, he completes the avir. Avala esse nitan la'akar hamalkas. Which I would translate loosely, this is not a literal translation, as the essay was given to him to replace the malkas. It's a replacement. Ulashayavo lebezdin. When we bring him into court, he's got two choices. Oh, yikayim ha'essay, let him substitute for the malchus that he's really chayav in, the kiyum ha'essay, v'yipoter, and therefore he's alleviated of malchus. Oh, yilke, Those are his two choices. Is lekel neimar kol yomav v'amod v'achzer koy? Rav's logic that he can postpone this whole process for the rest of his life, he has the balance of his life to decide whether he wants to marry her or not, we can never impose malchus on him, that makes no sense. Shim lo yachzirenu miyad, if he doesn't remarry her immediately, kshiyavu lebeznin, is yilkud, they give malchus, because he already completed the aveiros halav when he divorced her with the vayse gerushin. We're not going to give him the option, the leeway of postponing the kiyum essay, because already he's chayiv malchus right now. In the status quo, he is chayiv malchus. He can get himself out of the malchus, but he's chayiv malchus. What is lo kiyum? In Rashi's medayik, it says kimo, which means chemo is a substitute for malchus, and he's alleviated from malchus. Low chemo, that he gets malchus. Right? If you're a bit low, you get malchus for being mevatel the essay. If you're low chemo, you get malchus for not being mekayim the essay. Well, what does that mean, not being mekayim the essay? The answer is, right now, we're going to give you an immediate, urgent choice, and if you don't make the right decision, if you don't substitute the chemo essay for the malchus, you will get malchus. So what's kol yomav ba'amod v'achzer koy? And that's the question of the Gemara. Now, it took me about a half hour to explain one line in the Gemara, but I think we did a great thing here. I mean, I'm not me personally. I'm just saying that the sugya is so profound because it really cracks open two different lumdisha paths over here. This is real first class lumdis. And very often throughout Shas, we're going to apply this methodology, the same structure. Again, if you abstract the structure and make it into a kind of a blueprint, then you can apply it all over the place. And it really is wonderful. Like, for example, I don't want to get off on a tangent, but just very quickly, Dok v'tishkach, I can't overcome my temptation. In Erchin, there's a halacha called Pidias or Geulas Habayis, meaning if you sell a house, let's say Reuven sells a house in a walled city, you know, Ir Mukefes Choma, which in Eretz Yisrael, which has a special Kedusha to it because of its security, which we need today very badly, okay? And that sale is subject to reverse. How can you reverse that sale? So you can be Goel your own house, your own piece of karka, your real estate. We give you up to 12 months to do. Within 12 months of the sale, the Torah gives you the power to, so to speak, buy back your field, even if the buyer refuses to do so. That's your inalienable right. And again, we're going to ask the following question. What does that mean? Does that mean that the sale from the get-go was limited? There was never a full-fledged sale. It's only after the 12 months that the sale becomes binding, so to speak, it becomes complete. Or does that mean, no, the sale was complete and binding from the get-go, from day one. But the Torah gave you the opportunity to undermine that sale, to invalidate it. Are you getting the structure over here? So let's go back to Lav Hanitak Lesei. What is Lav Hanitak Lesei? Does Lav Hanitak Lesei mean that the Lav is incomplete? You did not really fully violate the law because the Torah gave you the essay, and as long as the essay is there and you have the potential, it's in front of your eyes to implement that essay, the law itself, the aver itself, is incomplete. Or no, does law anitik lesei mean that the law and the aver is complete, just that you have a way of revoking it, so to speak, or in this case actually revoking the malchus and the punishment for the averis halav by being mekayim the essay? The first way of learning it is called bitlo velo bitlo. That means that the averis halav is incomplete. When does the averis halav come full circle around? When are you really subject and worthy of malchus? When you mevatel the essay. When the Torah gave you the essay, the Torah is saying, don't tamper with this essay. Don't mess around with it. The moment you violate the essay and destroy it, you've completed the aveiros halav and you get malchus. That's called bitlo velo bitlo. When is he going to destroy the essay? He can destroy the essay 50 years hence, 100 years from now. Who knows? That's called kol yomav. The other Maidiyahu says, chemo v'lo chemo. The Averis Halav per se is complete. You deserve Malkus. You have a way of revoking the Malkus, so to speak, which means substituting the Kiyum Esse for the Malkus. But that requires a choice decision right now. Beis Din is going to call you and they can say, look, you violated the law. The Averis is complete. You deserve Malkus. That Chiyuv of Malkus is really signed and sealed. The Torah gave you an escape valve? Well, you have to take advantage of that. If you don't take advantage of that, if you're not willing to be Mekayim the Esseh, if you insist, you know, with all your adamant stubbornness that you will not be Mekayim the Esseh, you will not return the Gzela, you will not remarry this woman that you had no legal right to divorce, then we're going to give you Malkus because your Averu is complete. That's the way Rashi presents this. Let's turn to Amud Beis. And the Gemara... Yes, please, I'm sorry.
Why does the low chemo have to be immediate? In other words, why can't you say, just like the bitlo, he wasn't a vata yet, so also the chemo, he wasn't the chemo yet.
Again, there's a way of answering your question on a technical level, and then we have to answer your question on a conceptual level. So let's do the easy one first. So let's just review what Rabbi Kapustin is asking. He's asking, okay, chemo v'lo chemo, but maybe I could say, you know what? I could substitute for the Malkus, the chemo assay, give me time, push it off. Why does it have to be urgently now? So first on a technical end. The way the Gemara formulates chemo v'lo chemo, the very terminology, the teitzvert, as we say in Yiddish, you know, just translate the words, means that if you're not Mekayim the essay, you will get Malkus. In other words, chemo v'lo chemo means that's what Beis Din is going to give you as a choice, as an alternative. Either you Mekayim the essay, if you're not Mekayim the essay, then you get Malkus. That's on a technical level. On a conceptual level, what it means is the following. That you don't have the right... Okay, let me start slowly. Again, there's a lot to talk about here. Rashi in Masechet Chulin, and although we don't have the Rashi in front of us, we do have Tosus here, Dibra Maschil Hanicha. And Tosus actually at one point quotes Rashi. And let me just show you Rashi in Chulin. I mean, that's not the Rashi here, but you should know about the Rashi in Chulin. Lekach nireh, the last line on Omid Aleph, the lo mikre kimo eladafka kshemakayim esay achar sha'over alav betoch kidei dibur v'chein pirush hakudshus v'perushi luchakan in Chulin. Now listen to this. This is mamish mind-boggling. According to Rashi in Chulin, and one opinion here in Tosus in Makis, chemo v'lo chemo means that you have to be Mekayim the essay toch kidei dibur of the Averis Halav. What that means, Rabosai, is that the Averis Halav engenders Malkus. This whole concept of Lav Hanitek Lesei is a fantasy. It's a phantom in a desert. What's it called when you see something and you think? A mirage. The whole thing is a mirage. There is no such thing as Lav Hanitek Lesei. You know what Lav Hanitek Lesei means according to this opinion? Tolkidei Dibur. Tolkidei Dibur is a universal halacha in Chazara. A person does X, and the halacha always grants him a certain period of time, a very short period of time, in which he can rescind his very action. And you should know that that's halacha in Kol HaTorah Kula. For example, a man can take an oath, and he rescinds, he changes his mind about the oath, Tol Kedei Dibur, and according to halacha, he never took the oath.
It's only an action by Dibur, no?
No.
You can't take it back like...
No, in Gerushin, for example, a man gives his wife a get and he decides, Tolkien and Dibur, that he doesn't want the get. The get is invalid. Yeah. And that's exactly what's happening here in the case of Ones. He divorced his wife, but it's a lav hanitakli essay. If I hold chemo v'lo chemo, it means that I have to retract the get. If I don't retract the get, I get Malkus for the Avera of giving the get. In other words, the very split second that get is valid, in an irreversible way, he gets Malkus. That's the most extreme formulation of what we underlined in Rashi. What was Rashi's language? Mishash Avra Lav Nigmar. You remember those four words? Mishash Avra Lav Nigmar means he's Chayav Malkus. Oh, but you have to give him Tokdei Dibur because it's not, you know, it's not Nigmar until after Tokdei Dibur. So we're going to take a deep breath and count to four. Right? 1, 2, 3, 4. Shalom Alecha Mori V'Rabi. Rabi Mori. And the get is now valid. He gets Malkus. That's called Kima V'lo Kima, according to Rashi. Now, Rashi here, and Tosis Lamaskana, has a different opinion. He doesn't have to rescind the very lav, but he has to immediately be Mekayim the Yesi. What's immediately? As soon as we grab a hold of him. As soon as Bezdin, you know, takes the hook and schleps him into Bezdin, at that moment, we're going to count to 10, or whatever it is, that's right. And he's going to have to be Mekayimius. Conceptually, what it means is, as we said before, the Chiv Malkus is already there. It's lurking in the shadows. It's inherent in the very Averis Halav. And well, what? You could be Menatik it with an essay. So what I'm saying to you, Rabbi Kapustin, is the following. You can't just constantly push off the Kiyuma essay. And you can't just sit back and say, well, at some point in the future, I will be Mekayim the Essa. Now, yeah.
If he chooses not to do the Essa, and he gets the Malkus, is there any reason not for him to do the Essa? He's already been punished for the law right now. Like the punishment almost like cancels out the law, right? He's not punished for it.
Right.
Is there any reason to do the Essa now?
I don't think that the Malkus alleviates him of the Essa. But I hear your question. I mean, let me think about it. But just shooting from the hip, I would say that the essay stands on its own 2 feet and it's independent of the Malkus. You know, we give Malkus because he refused to fulfill the essay and because he violated the law. But he's still, you know, he's still chayv in the essay.
A verbal contract is not worth the paper it's written on. Do you remember who said that?
I don't know. Is that a famous dictum?
Yes. Sam Goldwyn. Film producer.
Maybe he's also into Tokidei Dibur. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, because he would say there is such a thing as a verbal contract, but if the Tokidei Dibur, it's not worth anything.
Right, excellent. So let's take a look for a moment at Tosfos. Dibur Masel Hanicha. Pirish bekunches the koya l'shinuye de rova the kol yom avod v'achzev yeshlo takon v'chazor she'em v'atol esei l'kein hidira sha'oz enu yochel lomar adayin eso eno. So that works out well. El aman yomar kimo v'lo kimo ma'i kol emeimer bekulei shmaitita. In this entire sugya pirish hakunches the kimo, what does it mean kimo? Hainu k'shemaz hirin oso bezdin, bezdin will warn him l'kayma esei who mekayma. If he's Mekayimit, then he alleviates himself of Malkus. If not, he's Chayv Malkus. V'kosha. Diem Kain, my parach. What's the Gemara's question? L'man diyomer kimov lo kimo eno kol yoma b'mod v'achzer. Hashapim ishkachasle. Davi b'mod v'achzer kol kamadilo bola bezdin. In other words, what Tosfos is saying is that maybe Bezdin will never get a hold of this guy.
Didn't I suggest that before?
Oh, you did? Well, maybe I didn't understand.
It's an obligation. They have to. I said they discretion. Use discretion.
Oh, okay. So basically, Tosfos is substituting for discretion the possibility that we never get a hold of him. Maybe he's you know, escaping in the wild blue yonder. We can't catch him and bring him into Bezdin. And based on this question, Tosfos now says what Rashi says in Chulin, and that's on Omid Beis, namely that you have to be Mekayim the essay toch kedei dibur of the Averis Halav. He has to remarry her immediately after he divorces her. But Tosfos is not happy with that. Miuk tzas koshedim kain sorch lefarish hodik toni machzer v'enoloke. We have a brisa that says that if the Ma'anes divorces his wife and he remarries her, that's kishemachzer miyad toch kedei dibur achar gerish. Come on, who are you fooling? That is a real stretch. You know, to say that machzir v'ainoloka means not that we give him a choice whether he wants to be machzir or not, but rather that he was in fact by the time we get to Bezdin, the ball game's over. Either he remarried her Tokadei Dibur or the Gerish, or he didn't. We don't have a breath of air to breathe.
He doesn't remarry Tokadei. Doesn't Tokadei cancel out what happened?
Good, but I'm just saying, whatever it means, he's got to do it. Tochkedei Dibur. Now you're saying Kol Yom Ba'Mod. Excuse me. You're saying Yachzer Vein Aloka. What do you mean Yachzer Vein Aloka? Is that what he did or he didn't do? I mean, it's a fact on the ground.
There's no violation of the law. This didn't count.
So how can you say Machzer Vein Aloka? V'chein, and also it says Mishaleach Vein Aloka. He sends away the mother bird, and he doesn't get Malkus. Lo Mashma Hachi Klal. It doesn't sound like he's sending away the mother bird. Token they did when he took the mother. Can you imagine the case? He takes the mother. I'm sorry. I always get this mistake. I'm sorry. I correct myself. He takes the fledglings, the little babies, and then he immediately grabs the mother and sends the mother away. I mean, it's possible you could do such a thing. But lo mishtameah hachi klal doesn't sound like it. Mashma de mahadra takanta kechi potu imalkus. It sounds like the Bryce is telling us, let's look for a way out. How could he exempt himself from Malkus? And the answer is, we'll give him the option to fulfill the essay. Therefore, Tosis comes back full circle to Rashi. But now we have to come back to our sugya. So why do we assume that Bezdin got a hold of this guy and immediately has to be Makayim the essay? Not the immediacy of Tochkedei Dibur the Aveir Salaf, the immediacy of the warning that was imposed upon him by Bezdin. Shema Yesh Lo Yashev, Pirusha Kudshes, I'm fast forwarding a little bit. The Mishmaitin, the Hacha, Lekal and Meme, the Shapar Avi Kol Yomav. You can't really justify Rava's statement of Kol Yomav, Biamod Vachzer, the Mashma, because Rava sounds like he's saying, Li Olam, Afkisha Bola Bezdin, even when we have him in front of Bezdin, Kol Zman Shabiyoda Lahachzir. Even if he refuses to remarry her, the Kol Yomav sounds like an absolute. And that means that even in a scenario where we grabbed him into Bezdin and yet he refuses to remarry her, he still is exempt from Malkus. That doesn't make any sense because we're holding chemo below chemo, and if he refuses Bezdin's warning and he insists that he will not remarry her, he gets Malkus. So how could it be Kol Yomav? The Kol Yomav sounds like an absolute. And not only that, Tosfos says, Darshina lemi yitura de Kol Yomav. In the pasuk itself, there are two extra words that are superfluous, Kol Yomav. And Kol Yomav means that for the rest of his life. Are you telling me that for the rest of his life is only because Bezdin couldn't get a hold of him? That doesn't make any sense. So basically, Tosfos comes back full circle to Rashi, but gives a little bit of a kvetch in order to explain why the Gemara feels that Kimo v'lo Kimo cannot be reconciled with Rava's Kol Yomav bi'amod v'achzer. Because Kol Yomav means literally Kol Yomav, even if Bezdin got a hold of it. Now, Sammy, I want to come back to your question one more time and revisit it. Because I'll tell you what bothers me, and it's probably the same as what bothers you, I think. And that is the following. If chemo velo chemo means, this is the argument from the opposite, right, the process of elimination. If chemo velo chemo would mean that at some point in his life, which he can postpone and delay, he will be Mekayim the Essay, or he can be Mekayim the Essay, to rectify the law. And then we would take Rava literally, Kol Yomav Ba'amod V'Achzerkoi. Then let's ask the following question. What's the difference between chemo v'lo chemo and bitlo v'lo bitlo? Because at the end of the day, both bitlo v'lo bitlo and chemo v'lo chemo are saying the exact same thing. That the kiyum ha'esei is going to replace the malchus that he's chayav for the aveiros halav. And number two, that kiyum ha'esei could always constantly be postponed until the point at which it can no longer be postponed, when it's bitlo esei. Now, if I hold chemo v'lo chemo, I need the kiyum ha'esei to rectify the lav and substitute for the malchus. At the point of bittul, when there's no longer a possibility of being mekayim that essay, then it gets malchus by definition for the averis halav. So what's the difference between bitlo and kima v'lo kima? And I think that's wrong. Why is it wrong? Because there is a tremendous nafkamina between bitlo and kima v'lo kima. Even if I were to postulate that kima v'lo kima means I can constantly postpone the kiyum essay and it hangs over me like an albatross around my neck, there still is a tremendous nafkamina. And this is, Alan, what you were saying before. Who destroyed the essay? If I hold bitlo volo bitlo, I'm chayiv malchus because I destroyed the esek. As Rashi says, lo nigmar halav ad shemavatos esek. If somebody else steps in, or if circumstances arise, you know, by the passage of time and nature blocks the possibility and makes it impossible to fill the esek, I'm not responsible for that. I only did half of the avera. You can't hold me responsible for the second half. So in an incomplete avera, don't get malchus. But if I hold chemo below chemo, if somebody steps in and destroys the essay, it wasn't my fault, it's irrelevant. Because I'm chayev for what's inherent in the avera salav. The avera salav contains within it the full potential for malchus because the avera salav is absolutely complete in its time. Nor of us, you can't give me malchus because I could always postpone the chemo essay. But once that chemo essay becomes impossible for whatever reason, buddy, tough lucks. Tough noogies, as we say. You didn't take advantage of the essay. And now you no longer have the possibility of taking advantage of the essay. We're going to give you malchus. So I could see a conceptual machlokas and a nafkamina la halacha between bitlo v'lo bitlo and chemo v'lo chemo, even if I were to insist that chemo v'lo chemo means push off the essay indefinitely. But the nafkamina is going to be, what happens with the bitl essay? Did the bitl essay come about through the action, Rashi calls it biyadayim, of the over avera? Or is it just a reality? For whatever reason, something happened in a shamayim and the essay becomes impossible. Which leads me back to my technical answer to your question, that chemo v'lo chemo means, just a taisverta, this is what the words mean, that Bezdin is going to offer you those two opportunities to wiggle your way out of the chiyuv malchus. The chiyuv malchus sets in with the aver salav. Chemo means we'll give you the option to choose something in place of malchus. If you decide and opt not to take advantage of that replacement for malchus, then we will give you malchus because the aver salav was complete and engendered a chiyuv malchus in its time. And the most extreme example of that is the Rashi and Chulin, which Tosfos presents here as a possibility, which he rejects, namely that you have to be mekayim the essay if you hold chemo v'lo chemo toch kedei dibur of the aver salav, which is really the most extreme formulation of the fact that, as I said before, the essay lav anitik l'essay is just a mirage. It's really a mirage. You have to just undo what you did. Imagine, Rabosai, if there was a halacha l'mafreya. Let's say I could take a spaceship. Is that what it's called? No, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, something that goes back in time. I mean, a time machine. If I could take a time machine and go back in time and just leave out that little keta, you know, of the aver salav, so obviously there would be no malchus because the aver never took place. Because retroactively, I can remove it. You know, if you could go back in time, you know, like the famous story about what's it called, that plane that's out of use,
Concorde.
The Concorde, exactly, the Concorde. That you could fly the Concorde and go back in time. Yeah, like the rabbi was called from London to the rabbi in America was called from London
beforehand.
Right, that he has to come to London and officiate at so-and-so's funeral. So he gets on a Concorde plane and he gets there before the Petira. Yeah. But, you know, so if you could go in a Concorde plane instead of turn the clock back and undo the lav, then for sure you wouldn't get malchus because the lav never took place. Poof! I can retroactively... That's basically what Tolkadei Dibra means. Tolkadei Dibra means that I could undo the Aver Salaf as if in the Lohoi V'lo Nivra. That's the most extreme formulation. The next step is to go with Rashi here in Masechta Makis, which is the Maskot of Tosus, that, wait a minute, we're not going so far. Kima V'lo Kima means we will give you an option of fulfilling the essay, but that has to be now in order to remove the Chiv Malchus. If you don't take advantage of that opportunity, we will give you Malchus. And that undermines the position of Rava of Kol Yomav. Even though you can say, wait a minute, Kol Yomav, maybe he's wiggling his way and he's, you know, he's the fugitive, never availing, you know, never showing up in Beis Din. But Tosa says Kol Yomav doesn't sound like that. Kol Yomav sounds like he always has that opportunity to fill the essay, and therefore he never gets malchus. That's irreconcilable with chemo v'lo chemo. So the Gemara says, I have a technical answer to your problem. And that is that the statement of Rava, of Kol Yomav, in effect, was made by Rabbi Yochanan. We'll explain. And Rabbi Yochanan himself happens to be the one who holds Bitla below Bitla. Einachinami, Rava and Reish Lakish of Kimo below Kimo are irreconcilable. They're mutually exclusive. But it happens to be that Rava was speaking out of the mouth of Rabbi Yochanan. Let's explain why. Why do we say that Rava's statement of Kol Yomav was a proponent of Rabbi Yochanan? Okay, now for those who weren't with me in the last couple of weeks, this is going to be a toughie, because this was a major sugya, and I'll try to summarize it in like 5 minutes, because otherwise we'll always be moving backwards in this Concord plan, you know. There's a halacha, according to Rabbi Yochanan, called Lav Shekodmo Essay. Lav Shekodmo Essay means the essay is not given to rectify the lav. In fact, the essay precedes the Averis HaLav. So, for example, the Ma'anes has to marry his Anusa, and then the Torah says, well, if he divorces her and violates the law, he has to remarry her. But the marriage, the chiyuv, the obligation of him to marry her, precedes the Averis HaLav. In the case of Eshev Sagzela Shogazal, until you steal something and you violate Gzela, there's no mitzvah of Hashav Sagzela. But there are some cases where the essay comes before the law. And irrelevant and independent of the Averis HaLav, there is an essay. The essay is meaningful even without the Averis HaLav. Rabbi Yochanan says in such a case, you get malchus. And then Rabbi Yochanan asks himself the following question. So why is it that in the case of Yisrael, ones, the halacha is yachzor v'lo yilke? Why lachzor v'lo yilke? You're subsuming this lo yuchal shalcha as a lav shenitak li essay. It's a lav shekadmo essay. So to answer that question and defend Rabbi Yochanan, Rava came up with his new formulation of Kol Yomav. So that Kol Yomav was to defend the position of whom? Of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was the one who said that lav shekadmo essay lokin alav. So that's what the Gemara says here. Midi hu taima. In other words, when did we need this explanation of Rava, of Kol Yomav? Bi'amod v'achzer, Ella, l'Rab Yochanan. We only needed a coin to Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan was the one who said that Lav Shekadmo Esse Lokin Alav. Ha'amar Lei Rabbi Yochanan. It's in fact Rabbi Yochanan who formulated Bitlo V'lo Bitlo. Let's take a look at Rashi. Again, keeping a finger on the Gemara. Rashi says, "Mi hutzach lidrosh, who was in need of this drush of Kol Yomav Amod Vachzer? Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Because he held the Amar, lo tase, shekodmo esse, lokin olav. The kasha lay, and they asked the kasha. Rabbi Yochanan himself asked this kasha on himself. Ones shegiresh, diktoni ain't a loke. He doesn't get malchus. And that's against the principle of lav shekodmo esse lokin olav. Hutzach lasoso lav shenitak li esse. He had a pressing need to convert ones of lo yuchal shalchim to lav hanitak li esse to justify why he doesn't get malchus. And the only way he was able to do it is by dashing the kol yomav. But it happens to be that Rabbi Yochanan himself is the one who maintains bitlo v'lo bitlo. Where do we see that Rabbi Yochanan maintains bitlo v'lo bitlo? Ha'amar lei Rabbi Yochanan l'tana. Now this word tana is a little bit confusing, because usually a tana is a tana, but here the word tana means an amora. But that's when you see these two words together, l'tana d'tani, which means the amora who brought the brisa. You know, when they were in Bavel, very often they would bring a brisa, somebody would transmit the brisa from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, or vice versa. And let's say the great rabbi in Bavel was receiving a testimony, so to speak, a transmission from another Amora in the name of a brisa. So the brises were being transported from one part of the world to the other. So Rabbi Yochanan looked at that Tana, and he said, you made a mistake. Your formulation is inaccurate. Tani, what was the brisa that was brought in front of Rabbi Yochanan, which Rabbi Yochanan amended? Bitlo, chayov. Velo bitlo, potter. Ditani Tana Kami de Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Mitzvah Losa Sashiyesh Bakuma Se, Kiem Ese Sheba Potur, Bitel Ese Sheba Chayev. This was the Brisa, literally, word for word, that was brought in front of Rabbi Yochanan by a certain Amora. And if we take a look at the words of this Brisa, there's something missing. There's something that's problematic. Why? Because take a look. It says Kiem Ese Sheba Potur. What does that sound like? That Kimo V'lo Kimo. Meaning, if you Mekayim the essay, then you're Potter. If you're not Mekayim the essay, you're Chayev. But that's not true, because then he says, Bittel essay Sheba Chayev. He's only Chayev as he Mevatel the essay. There's a contradiction here between the Reish and the Sefer of the Braisa as it was reported in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan said the following, My Ko'amrit, what are you talking about? Kiyem Potur, then you should have said Lo Kiyem Chayev. If you want to say Bittel Chayev, then it should be Lo Bittel Potur. You're combining and crossing, you know, you're crisscrossing the wires over here. And therefore, Tani means the right way of formulating this price, so the correct way is Bitlo, Velo Bitlo. Rav Shim ben Lakish Omer Kimo, Velo Kimo. You know, the price itself, because it's mishubash, because of its mistake, you know, this contradiction in the Reish and the Sefer, can go either way. You know, you could, when you want to fix up the price, you can do it either by taking the Reisha of Kiyem Potter, and you can say Lo Kiyem Chayev, and that's Reish Lakish, or you can fix up the Sefer and leave out the Reisha. The Sefer says Lo Bitlo Chayev, so you can say Bitlo, I mean Lo Bitlo Potter and Bitlo Chayev. That's Rav Yochanan. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi on the fourth line down from the top of the page, the Amar Le Rabbi Yochanan Letana Lekamon Tani Bitlo Chayev Lo Bitlo Potter. That's the way it should be formulated. Avol Reish Lakish the Tani, he had a different formulation of the Brisa. The way he corrected the Brisa is Kimo Velo Kimo Lo Dorishle. He never accepted the drush of Rava Lamod V'achzer, that all the days of his life we're going to give him the leeway and the option to remarry his wife. Ella lifnei gerushin, when the Torah says kol yomav, it means before gerushin lo yuchal l'shalcha. Lomar kol yomav tia lo li'isha. What the pasuk really means is that she should be his wife kol yomav for the entire balance of his life. Lo yishalcheni, should never divorce her. Uladi day, and Reish Lakish himself holds lav shekodmo esei v'lav shenitik lesei shavin. Reish Lakish never accepted the distinction between lav shekodmo esei if the esei came first, or lav anitik lesei if the esei came second. They're both equal. V'ein lokan aleihem. Ella yikayima esei miyad. He has the option of substituting for the malchus the kiyama esei immediately. K'sheziru bezin lahachzor, when bezin tells him to remarry his divorced wife. And now the Gemara asks, okay, wait, before we get to the Gemara, you see Tosis Dibur Maskel Midi? I'd like you to jump down about 10 lines in Tosis. The first word of the line is Bez, which means Bezdin. And then it says Vikasha. You have that? Vikasha l'Reish Lakish to sphere le lav shenitak li esei v'lav shekodmo esei shavin. If Reish Lakish, as Rashi postulates, equates lav hanitak li esei with lav shekodmo esei, or the other way around, lav shekodmo esei with lav shenitak li esei, and in both cases you don't get malchus, is tame sheba el hamigdash demasnisin amai loki. If a tummy comes into the Migdash and he violates the Isur of Bias Migdash Bituma, the Mishnah says he gets Malkus. Because keep in mind, our Mishnah gives a list of all the lavim that engender Malkus, one of which is Tomei Shenichnas LeMigdash. But wait a second. There's an essay that says we have to send the tummy out of the Migdash. Am I lucky? Areu Nitak Li Essay? The Ikayima essay, Kishias Hirolo Bezdin Lotzes Min Amigdash, came into Islay because according to Reish Lakish, Lav Shekodmo essay, Ain Lokanal of meaning. What led Rabbi Yochanan to the conclusion that Lav Shekodmo essay is Lokin a love? Because listed amongst those Chiyuvei Malkus in the Mishnah is Tamei Shenichnas LeMikdash. So Rabbi Yochanan asked himself the question, well, wait a minute, why is it Tamei Shenichnas LeMikdash Chayav Malkus in our Mishnah? After all, the Torah commands him to get the heck out of there. And the Torah says, Vishalcho min HaMikdash, that you have a mitzvah of sending him out of the Mikdash. So Rabbi Yochanan, based on this question, came to the conclusion that that's a Lav Shekodmo essay. What does it mean, a Lav Shekodmo essay? Let's say, for example, a man is in the Beis HaMikdash and he contracts Tumah. Right? Somebody dies in the Mikdash. And he's Tomei now. So the Halacha is, we have a mitzvah to send him out of the Mikdash, even though there was no violation of the Lav. That's called an essay Shekodmo Lav. Well, Lav Shekodmo essay. So Rabbi Yochanan says the reason why you get Malkus in the case of Tomei Shenichnas LeMikdash is because that lav is a lav shekodmo essay, and a lav shekodmo essay is not the same as a lav anitak essay, because the essay exists independent of the lav. It's not there to rectify the lav. Horaya comes even before the lav. If that be the case, if Reish Lakish equates lav shekodmo essay with lav anitak essay, and it makes no difference whether the essay exists before the lav, independent of the lav, or only after the aver salav, you always are alleviated from Malkus. Fractosis, so if that be the case, how does he justify the Mishnah? Reish Lakish can't argue with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Tomei Shenichnas LeMikdash. Lokin Olaf. So Tosis is so impressed with this question. The Eish Lomer, if you fast forward a few lines, he says, Demairi, the Mishnah is talking about a case, Shemaz Hirin also Lotzeis. They gave him a warning, buddy, you better get out of the Mikdash, you're Tomei. The Omer, and he says, Shalom Yetzi, I'm not willing to go out. Miyad Loki, L'Reish Lakish. Kima V'lo Kima means, immediately, if you don't avail yourself the opportunity of Kima essay, you get Malkus. So in other words, when the Mishnah says, Tomei Shenichnas LeMikdash Loke, you have to add a whole proviso here, there's a whole Kimta. Tomei Shenichnas LeMikdash from Bezin Hiziruhu, Lotzeis Min HaMikdash, from Hu Sirei V'miyen, and he refuses to go out, V'yomar, Lo Eitzei Min HaMikdash, then he gets Malkus, because he didn't avail himself of the Kiyum essay of Shiluach Tomei Min HaMach. Now the Gemara asks, B'maika Miflegi, I'll keep you another 5 minutes just to get the flow of the Gemara. What lies at the heart of this machlokas? What caused Reish Lakish to say kimo v'lo kimo and to reject bitlo v'lo bitlo? Basra safek kamichlik. The question is, can you give a hasra and warn a person when it's possible that even if he violates your warning, he still will not necessarily incur the chiyuv malchus? That's called hasra safek. For example, a man takes a shvua that he'll eat a certain piece of bread during the course of the day. So I'm going to warn you, if you don't eat the bread, then you're going to get Malkus. What do you mean? I won't eat the bread, I'll eat it an hour from now, I'll eat it in 2 hours from now. I had the whole day. That's called Hasra Sofek. Mar Sofer Hasra Sofek Shmei Hasra, Umar Sofer Hasra Sofek Lo Shmei Hasra. Is a Hasra Sofek valid as Hasra or not? Look at Rashi, the first of the wide lines. Rabbi Yochanan Sofer Hasra Sofek Shmei Hasra. In other words, bitlo v'lo bitlo is by definition of Hasra Sofek, because he can always fulfill the essay. So when you give him Hasra, don't violate the law, don't divorce your wife, because you'll get Malkus, he can laugh at you in the face. He'll say, you know what, I'll divorce my wife, but I won't get Malkus. Why? Because bitlo v'lo bitlo, I wasn't mevatel the essay. That's called Hasra Sofek. Rabbi Yochanan happens to validate Hasra Sofek. So when we say bitlo, he gets Malkus for being mevatel the essay, the answer is, even though the Hasra that he had was Hasra Sofek, Hasra Sofek is a valid Hasra. So Rashi says, Afagav dekol lotas eshenitak liyesi lidvar v'hasra Sofeki. Every time, if you hold bitlo v'lo bitlo, when you violate the law of Hanitak Liyesi, it's Hasra Sofek, Sharik Sha'ovar al-Lav Tzorch La'Hasros Bo. You have to he has to be given Hasra at the time, at the moment of violating the law. V'hu Omar, Shegomar al-Lav V'bitul Esei, and he, Rabbi Yochanan, maintains that the Gemar al-Lav, and again, this is Rashi as we saw in Omer Aleph, the completion of the law is only when he's Mevatel Liyesi, Tolu. It depends on when, if and when he destroys the essay, Kishemasrim bo al tegarish, when they warn them, you don't
better not divorce this wife or you get malchus. It's a suffix. Shemelo yivatel es esei la dira ba'ano. Again, Rashi told us that the secret of bitul esei in this case is to be madir ha. Ukshi. And yet Rabbi Yochanan says, lichshi yadira, if he does go ahead and take this neder, and therefore he's mevatel esei, is lucky. He gets malchus. But wait a minute, where was Asra? The answer is Asra was way back when he divorced his wife. Well, that was Asra suffering, because we don't know whether in fact he's going to be mevatel esei by taking this neder. Reish Lakish, on the other hand, holds Asra suffering lo shmei Asra. And therefore, he cannot possibly accept bitlo v'lo bitlo. Because if bitlo v'lo bitlo is always going to be Asra suffering, how can he get malchus from mevatel esei? Hilkach, im haya gmar alav toli bebitlo esei. If the completion of the violation of the law depends upon and is clinched when he's mevata the essay, lo aya lokala. So the whole concept of bitlo makes no sense. Bitlo means he gets malchus when he's mevata the essay. No, it's hasra safek. Ella, therefore, Reish Lakish had to take the opposite approach, which is called kimo v'lo kimo. Halav mishi garish nigmar. The very split second he divorces his wife, he completes the averis alav, and therefore avilei asras vada. Ah, you'll ask me the question, but maybe he'll be mekayim the essay, and therefore he'll alleviate himself from the malchus. That's a different halacha. That's a new halacha that comes from the back door and says that he can substitute for the malchus the kiyum essay. But the chiyum malchus was already complete and clinched the moment he violated the law. Ha essay nitan lios tachas ha malchus. The essay is only a substitute for malchus if you hold kimo v'lo kimo. Ukshalot yavol lebezdin o yikayim o yilke. So I'll leave you with this following thought-provoking question. According to Reish Lakish, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds bitlo v'lo bitlo, can we give him the hasra before he's mevatel esei? Let's say, for example, a man steals something. Can we say to him, don't you dare destroy this object. The moment you destroy the object, you will have been mevatel esei, and now you get malchus via averis halav. So let the hasra become hasras vadai, not at the moment of the violation of the law, but at the moment of the bitul esei. That's going to be the balance of this Rashi, Dibra Masil Reish Lakish. So if you don't mind making a note of it, that we're up to the E-Kashel of Rabbi Yochanan. Okay then? All right, shkoyach.